Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of this most amazing podcast called The Dictionary. It's the podcast that I'm saying to you. Oh, I think I'm getting delirious. Okay, we are at the third quarter of page 105. Sorry, I don't think I've said that recently. Maybe I have. It's been so long, my brain is broken. The first word is BCS, all caps. It is an abbreviation for one, Bachelor of Chemical Science. Number two, Bowl Championship Series. Now we have BD, both lowercase, abbreviation for one, barrels per day. Is that the count of how many people go down Niagara Falls in barrels? There were 17 BDs today. That was a real good day for BDs. Number two, it is an abbreviation for board. Number three, bound. Number four, boundary. And number five, bundle. Now we have BD again, all caps, abbreviation for one, Bachelor of Divinity. Number two, bank draft. Number three, bills discounted. And number four, no, there's one more after that. Number four, bomb disposal. And number five, brought down. Now we have an interesting word, It is dilium. I think that's how it's pronounced, but it is spelled B-D-E-L-I-U-M. Dilium, sort of. The B is silent. This is a noun from the 14th century, a gum resin similar to myrrh obtained from various trees of the East Indies and Africa. So myrrh, if you don't know, is spelled M-Y-R-R-H. And it is obtained from the various trees. The genus name is Commiphora. Moving on to BD, second word, FT. All lowercase. This is an abbreviation for board foot. Now we have BDL or BDLE. All lowercase, abbreviation for bundle. And we had bundle abbreviated before as BD, so, you know, you could do BD or BDL or BDLE, and you might as well at that point just spell out the whole word, B-U-N-D-L-E. Now we have BDRM, a lowercase abbreviation for bedroom. Now we've got BDU, all caps. It is an abbreviation for battle dress uniform. Next is a long one. It is the word B-E. It is a verb. Oh boy, lots of information to say. Okay, so usually I don't say these things, but this one is just kind of different and fun. And, fun? I don't know. And for those of you who are not native English speakers, maybe this will help. I'm going to probably screw this up, but I will try. So, the past form of be in the first and third singular forms is the word was, like I was doing dishes. And then the second singular form, also in the past, is were. So that would be two people or more, and you'd say we were doing the dishes. How two or more people can do dishes in the sink at the same time, I don't know, but, you know, that's what I said. And then the plural is were as well. The past subjunctive is were. The past participle is been, like I have been doing the dishes or I will have been doing the dishes. I don't know. I'm screwing this up. And then it says chiefly British. Present participle is being, B-E-I-N-G. The present singular or first singular is am, like I am doing the dishes. The second singular is are, so this is all in the present right now. We are doing the dishes. The third singular is, like it is doing the dishes. And then the plural is are, we are. And the present subjunctive is be again. And that was fun. So this is a verb from before the 12th century. 1a, to equal in meaning, have the same connotation as, and a synonym is symbolize. So we read all those different forms of the word because, depending on the context, we're going to use a different word in all of these examples instead of the word be. So this example for 1A is God is love. Also is in January is the first month. Also is in let X be 10. And now we have 1B, to have identity with, as in the first person I met was my brother. Chances are the first person you met was your mother, but, you know, maybe not. Now, 1C. Well, no, it was actually probably the doctor or the midwife or a doula, you know, somebody like that. Now, 1C, to constitute the same class as. 1D, to have a specified qualification or characterization, as in, the leaves are green. 1E, to belong to the class of, as in, the fish is a trout. And that is used regularly in senses 1A through 1E as the copula of simple predication. Words I should know the meaning of, but I don't. Now we have 2A, to have an objective existence, colon, have reality or actuality. And the synonym is live, L-I-V-E, as in, I think, therefore I am. That, it doesn't say this, but that is a quote from the philosopher René Descartes, who, you know, is talking about consciousness. You know, the fact that I think, I can think about things in my existence, that means I am, I exist. I don't know a lot about what philosophers have said, but that's a pretty famous one. All right, now we have 2B. To have, maintain, or occupy a place, situation, or position, as in, the book is on the table. And if the book could think, it would say, I think, therefore, I don't know. 2C, to remain unmolested, undisturbed, or uninterrupted, and that is used only in infinitive form, as in, let him be. And then the Beatles song is, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. 2D, to take place. Synonym is occur, as in, the concert was last night. Now we have 2E, to come or go, as in, has already been and gone. Also as in, has never been to the circus. Now we have 2F, this is archaic. The synonyms are belong and befall. Okay, now we are in something that says it is verbal auxiliary. I don't know what that means, but we are going to read these definitions. Number one, it says used with the past participle of transitive verbs as a passive voice auxiliary, as in, the money was found. Also as in, the house is being built. Number two, used as the auxiliary of the present participle in progressive tenses expressing continuous action, as in, he is reading. Also as in, I have been sleeping. Well, you wouldn't say that until you would wake up, so you would say, I was sleeping. Anyway, number three, used with the past participle of some intransitive verbs as an auxiliary forming archaic perfect tenses, as in, oh, here we go with this book being on the Christian side. Again, not judging, but I also don't think that you should have a religious lean in your dictionary. Anyway, the example is Christ is risen from the dead, and that is from 1 Corinthians 15:20, and then it says DV. I don't know what that is. Number four, used with the infinitive with the word to, T-O, to express futurity, arrangement in advance, or obligation, as in, I am to interview him today. Well, who would talk like that? I am to interview him today? No. Also as in, she was to become famous. Well, that was the word be. We only have a few more. Let's finish this episode up. Gol darn it. Now we have B-E, capital B, lowercase e. It is the symbol for beryllium. Now we have B-E again, capital B, but the E has an accent. It is an abbreviation for Baume. I remember reading that one. Should we go back and look what that was? It is being calibrated in accordance with or according to either of two arbitrary hydrometer scales for liquids lighter than water or for liquids heavier than water that indicate specific gravity in degrees. That was from like four episodes ago. Okay, last word for this episode is BE all caps. It is an abbreviation for 1, Bachelor of Education, 2, Bachelor of Engineering, 3, Bill of Exchange, and 4, Black English. What is Black English? So many options. I don't know. I hope they're not bad. Let's see. I'm going to pick dilium. I think that's how it's pronounced. Dilium as the word of the episode because it is spelled super funky with a B at the beginning. And I think that's all. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you. Oh, my hand. It hurts. I was holding the mic for so long. I am going to tell you about another podcast I'm listening to in case you're curious. There's too many things of content out there. I just heard of a new show on Netflix that's coming out in April. It is called, I think, The Midnight Gospel. It is made by Pendleton Ward, who created Adventure Time, which I still haven't finished watching that show, but I have watched through most of it. That is a fun show, good for kids and adults. And then it's also by Duncan Trussell, who is a very fascinating comic who gets very philosophical and spiritual. And so the two of them teamed up and made the show Midnight Gospel, and I am super excited to watch that. Anyway, let's see. What do I want to tell you? Well, I'll just say the big one, Mark Maron's podcast, WTF. Probably one of the biggest podcasts out there. It's been on one of the longest running podcasts. And I think he's great and he's funny and his guests are great and he's a great interviewer. And he's got a new special called, what is it? End Times Fun. And yeah, that just came out recently. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thank you and goodbye.